What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey, Redheads. Today I want to tell you about an amazing new podcast that just launched called My 90s Playlist. Here at the Redheads, we love everything about 90s music and the nostalgia associated with it. We discussed this at length in the last episode of the Redheads Book Club, and now there is an entire podcast dedicated to celebrating the music of the 90s. We've all been there. You're listening to music on shuffle, and a song you haven't heard in forever comes on. You're immediately thrown back to where you were 20 years ago, listening to it for the first time. My 90s Playlist breaks down why we love the hits of the 90s so much, what made our favorite songs so popular back then, and why we are so nostalgic for them now. Throughout the season of My 90s Playlist, the hosts will celebrate and discuss their picks for a quintessential 90s playlist and explore the work of the Backstreet Boys, Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, A Tribe Called Quest, and more. Weekly episodes of My 90s Playlist start October 13th, and you don't want to miss it. Take a listen.
One of my favorite things about boy bands, I do believe, is how A, all of the successful ones have five members.
Mm-hmm.
And each of those five members have an assigned archetype. And that those archetypes can pretty much be tracked from boy group to boy group.
This
right?
is so fun. I can't wait to
go
through this exercise.
Can I walk you through the archetypes?
Okay.
So number one, mm-hmm. you have like the heartthrob / the sweet one,
mm-hmm.
right? And this
mm-hmm.
is the person that you think about as like the face mm-hmm. of the group per se, like the one who's like most likely to go solo. And when you think of like the lead singers, kind of the one that you think about,
mm-hmm.
usually a former model and usually the one who's in the group to like draw like the screams out of the teenage girls who like follow them around and chase them when they're getting on planes, like
got
they did
it.
In the video.
I get it. Okay.
Right. And in the Backstreet Boys, this would be Nick, right?
Interesting.
Do you agree?
I always thought that it was Brian because Brian to me looked more like a man boy instead of just a boy.
I'm not a man.
I mean, Nick couldn't even grow facial hair at the time.
Not quite a man,
you know,
boy. I mean, you know what? Fair.
Too clean of a face.
I hear this
you
argument.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear this argument.
But I'll take it for what it is. And
okay.
Also, Brian literally started nearly every single song that they came out with.
Fair.
I thought he was the lead singer.
Fair.
But
okay.
Let's move on.
Well, speaking of Brian mm-hmm. is generally considered to fill the role, generally now, of the cute one, right? And the cute one is kind of like the second lead singer, as I do believe one of our... one of our sister in Destiny's Child would say.
Uh-huh.
He's cute, he's attractive, but not as like sexually threatening as the lead is.
Okay.
And he's kind of meant as like a foil to the bad boy that we're gonna talk about.
Oh, I see.
Here in a
okay.
few seconds, right?
I mean,
so,
I stand by the fact that like if you're gonna call somebody sexually threatening, they're gonna need to have some facial hair. Like I feel very strongly about that. But hey, whatever.
I'm gonna make some notes here.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Facial hair. Yes. Okay. So we got the cute one, we got the heartthrob, we just mentioned the bad boy. So the bad boy, I think, is the one that we're fighting about,
okay.
AJ.
Mm-hmm.
AJ is the rebel. He's a little, like, he's got a rougher edge to him. Like, mm-hmm. maybe he wears, like, a leather jacket. Oh, my God. He got out a leather jacket.
He did. He was the only one that, like,
I'm pretty sure. Like, I just remember him in, like, dark clothes in general
because
he had the dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll have a tattoo,
mm-hmm.
probably some form of, like, tribal tattoo
mm-hmm.
or barbed wire, considering the time of origin.
He also had an incredibly aggressive goatee.
I loved.
Yeah.
Is that why I'm into goatees to this day?
And it was like sharp, like them lines.
It was
like,
and
who's
like his
AJ's
whole
barber?
Face was just like angled, just like carved up and chiseled. It's just so beautiful.
Shout out to AJ.
Shout out to AJ.
Hey, AJ.
Okay. So don't make me call your husband
Kodo.
You're right. Hey, Jay. So that's the bad boy.
Uh-huh.
There's also the older brother, quote unquote. He's still accessible to the screaming girl clientele. You know, it's kind of like the one you would go to for like boy advice.
I see so clearly who this is.
How to talk to AJ.
Yes.
You know?
Also, can you imagine being the older brother of a boy band and like screaming girls are coming at you a mile a minute and all they want to talk about is, yo, what's good with your boy AJ?
I can't.
Like, what's up? Like, should I text? Should I call? Like, how do I, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do I do this? Like, what would you recommend?
I would put myself up for adoption.
Yeah, you got to quit after
like,
that.
I'm not
y'all
like,
I'm out.
That's it. However, shout out to Kevin, the older brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the shy one. The shy one is, you know, kind of like the quiet one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little nerdier than the rest of the band.
Mm-hmm.
I say this with love in my heart, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like if I were in a boy band, this is who I would be.
Right.
It's kind of like the person who you're like, okay, I see you here, but like, what you doing here? You
right.
know, like, how do you fit in with the rest of the group? That
right.
That's how I self-identify is like,
right.
What
no,
am
no,
I doing
I think
here?
That,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right.
Yeah.
I also feel like this person had fewer amount of devotees.
Yeah.
That might be true. Like,
I think so.
Of everybody who had favorites, they probably
right.
had.
But see, that's just because nobody understands us, the quiet ones, the,
hey man,
the shy
I agree.
Ones, you know?
I agree.
Also, we're not out here in the streets looking for all this attention
because
it makes us kind of uncomfortable, you know?
They don't even want that.
We don't take compliments very well.
Right.
When I say we, I'm talking about me and myself. Just kind of how I am.
Right.
And that was Howie, of course.
Of course, Howie, whose hair was just so cute. He had the little curly ponytail.
Adorable.
And he was just so earnest. Just a lot of earnestness
so
in the face.
Earnest. There you go.
You know?
There you go. I feel like if this was like a teen movie from the 90s, the shy one would be the one who like emerges from the shadows after the girl gets dumped by AJ.
Yes.
Right. And he's like, well, I always thought you were kind of cool. And it's just like, oh my God, should
and
I
like,
date Howie?
Howie's the one you should marry. True,
of course.
Yeah,
of
you
course.
Should actually marry
He's going to be better to you.
Yeah.
Howie doesn't mind being a stay-at-home dad.
No.
He doesn't mind at all.
You know what it is about the Howies?
What? Talk to me about the Howies.
It was almost like they didn't want to be in the group. It was like, take it or leave it. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. Like, all right, I'm about to do this for two albums and like, maybe I'll open a laundromat. I don't know. Like, I just don't. I don't want to do
love
this.
The art,
right,
know?
Exactly. Not, like, I like hanging out with my brothers. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to.
The Howies.
I'm not trying to do this.